WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Patrick Laver. We still have some delayed openings trickling in this morning. You can get the very latest at nj1015.com and on our free mobile app. A new poll finds an increasing number of Garden State residents disapprove of the job Phil Murphy is doing as governor.
Patrick Murray of the Monmouth University Polling Institute says 43% of New Jerseyans think Governor Murphy is doing a good job, down 1% from last year.
But his 40% disapprove number is significantly higher. It's gone up from 28% a year ago.
Murray adds the poll also finds the governor gets low marks on several of his front burner issues.
Only 6% say he's helped property taxpayers, for example, but nearly half, 48%, say that he's actually been hurting property taxpayers.
David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Among the many incidents and accidents the state police responded to during yesterday's yucky weather, an Alliance transport bus flipping onto its side on the turnpike near Woodbridge, injuring 18 people, but none seriously. It's not clear if other vehicles were involved. The state's winter weather alert and commercial travel ban have been lifted. The governor's office and the NJDOT both still urge caution throughout the morning for possible flooding and slippery conditions on the roads around the Garden State. Foreclosures in New Jersey are down, though rates are still the highest in the United States. The legislature is looking to drive the numbers down further through a 10-bill package resulting from a 2017 report by a special committee convened by Supreme Court Chief Justice Stuart Rabner.
In addition to making permanent a mediation program the courts began in 2008, the proposals seek to shorten the foreclosure schedule and create an interactive database of foreclosed properties, among other changes. Arnold Cohen of the Housing and Community Development Network of New Jersey says the package tackles what remains a major issue for New Jersey.
If these bills become law, I'm sure New Jersey will join the rest of this nation in seeing the foreclosure crisis become a part of our history.
New Jersey is still the state with the nation's highest foreclosure rate, as it has been since 2015, according to Adam Data Solutions. But the number of foreclosures started last year was down 12%. At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
I can't say I'm happy. I can't say I'm thrilled. But he seems to be leaning toward it. President Trump indicates Tuesday he's inclined to accept the reduced money for his border wall included in a congressional spending proposal rather than shut the government down again. New Jersey is slipping in providing breakfast to low-income students, many of whom routinely face hunger, according to a state-by-state analysis from the Food Research and Action Center. In their annual school breakfast scorecard, the Garden State drops from 19th to 21st.
Adele LaTourette with Hunger Free New Jersey says this is linked to a number of factors, including some schools shifting away from breakfast after the bell. But a new law starting next academic year requires that breakfast be served during the school day, where at least 70% of students are eligible for a free or reduced price meal.
We anticipate that that will serve to increase our numbers in school breakfast, but more importantly, and really most importantly, it'll make sure that more hungry children are fed.
Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.